I'll have them both checked, Smith said. But I suspect we are too late. He went to the door and spoke quickly and quietly to the large man in sunglasses standing outside. What makes you think we're too late? Matt asked when he'd finished. At some point, Smith said, Harper must realize the disc is not the one he is after and that he has been tricked. At that point, he will be as able to trace back the clues as we are. Your father knows that. Which just means we have to hurry to get there first, Smith held up a pudgy finger. Another thing, to create an authentic-seeming disc, your father must have had some idea what he was making a copy of. You can't expect a forger to create a fake painting if he's never seen the artist's original work. You're saying that Arnold must have seen the original disc, Aunt Jane said, so that he knew what Harper was expecting to find. It seems likely. He must have had a good idea of what the real one looked like, so he could make a convincing fake with useless symbols on. That and his determination that Harper should not find the original would both suggest that Dr. Stribling did indeed discover the disc himself. It doesn't matter where, because he didn't leave it where he found it. So where is it? Robin asked. Did he hide it somewhere else, or destroy it even? It's a relic. It's old, Matt said. He'd want to look after it, keep it safe. And he wouldn't leave it at his house, Robin agreed. He was expecting Harper to come for him. The realization came to them all at the same moment. Aunt Jane was the first to speak. Oh, the silly old fool, she said. Typical, Robin agreed. Matt shook his head in disbelief. He hasn't hidden it anywhere, has he? Matt said. Dad's still got it with him, at the pyramid, with Harper.